episode 733 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Have you ever wondered how to navigate the complexities and challenges of life? Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is a treasure trove that gives us timeless wisdom for walking in God's ways. From seeking direction to weathering trials, this psalm speaks deeply into our human experiences and points us to the unchanging character of God. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible, consisting of 176 verses. The psalm is an acrostic poem, meaning its verses are arranged according to the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 22 stanzas, one for each letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and each stanza contains 8 verses. Despite its length, it has a unifying theme. It's essentially a meditation on the law of God. Almost every verse mentions God's law, word, commands, statutes, or another synonym for God's instruction. Given its rigid acrostic structure, crafting a coherent and theologically rich text was no small feat. This showcases the linguistic skill and theological depth of the author. Psalm 119 uses a variety of terms to describe God's law, including decrees, laws, precepts, promises, word, statutes, commandments, judgments, etc., making it a rich text for understanding the multifaceted nature of divine law. While the psalm primarily focuses on the individual's relationship with God's law, it has been used communally in both Jewish and Christian liturgy for millennia. Due to its structure and content, Psalm 119 has historically been used for memorization and liturgical chanting. Its sectional divisions make it easier to study and recite. The psalm covers a wide range of emotions, from joy and delight in God's law to feelings of deep anguish, making it relatable in various life situations. Elements of Psalm 119 have inspired numerous hymns and songs in various religious traditions. It's often quoted or alluded to in other liturgical texts. Psalm 119 has been referenced by many significant figures throughout church history for personal edification, theological reflection, and in public preaching and teaching. The reformer, Martin Luther, professed that he prized this psalm so highly that he would not take the whole world in exchange for one leaf of it. Some great people have memorized this whole psalm and found great blessing in doing so. The famed preacher, Charles Spurgeon, once asserted, "I defy anyone to read this psalm carefully and thoughtfully without being stirred and without confessing that it is filled with what the world needs." In Jewish tradition, Psalm 119 holds a special place. It has been integrated into various Jewish liturgical practices and is often recited in segments during certain Jewish holidays and as part of daily prayers. Its elaborate focus on the law, or Torah, makes it particularly significant within a religious tradition that places great importance on the written law and its interpretations. During the Second Temple period, this psalm would have been especially meaningful as Jewish society was trying to navigate the challenges posed by the surrounding Hellenistic culture. The psalm provided a sense of stability and continuity, tying the community back to its foundational divine teachings. The Talmud is a central text in Rabbinic Judaism, consisting of a compilation of teachings, laws, and interpretations of the Hebrew Bible, primarily the Torah, as well as commentary and discussion between rabbis and scholars. It refers to the recitation of Psalm 119 for someone who is ill, which implies that it was considered to be spiritually potent and beneficial for one's well-being. Many famous Jewish scholars, like Rashi and Maimonides, have written extensively on this psalm, reflecting its continued importance in Jewish theology and practice. Let us take a deep dive into this psalm. The first section, Aleph, verses 1 to 8, immediately introduces the central theme, the blessedness of those who walk in God's law. The psalmist underscores the link between ethical living and devotion to God's word. Verse 1, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord." There is a strong sense here that the adherence to God's commands leads to a state of blessedness or happiness. Moving on to the Beth section, verses 9 to 16, we find the psalmist asking a pertinent question, "How can a young person stay on the path of purity?" And immediately, the answer is provided in verse 9, "By living according to your word." This is especially crucial for us today, when the very concept of purity is often mocked or dismissed. The psalmist recognizes that the only effective moral compass is God's word, not cultural norms or societal laws. The psalmist delights in God's statutes, not as a burdensome set of rules, but as the greatest treasure one could possess. If we're to live lives that please God, we must internalize his word, turning it into a song that resonates in the corridors of our hearts. Jesus himself said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Like the psalmist, Jesus delighted in the word of God and found in it the strength to resist temptation and fulfill his mission. In the Gimel section, verses 17 to 24, the psalmist pleads for understanding and clarity. There's a recognition here that mere rote following of the law is insufficient. The psalmist longs for insight and wisdom to apply God's word more profoundly in life. Verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." This cry for vision resonates deeply with us. We also desire to see wonderful things that can radically shift our perspective and deepen our faith. As we proceed to the Dalet section, verses 25 to 32, the tone becomes one of desperation and lament. Verse 25, "I am laid low in the dust, preserve my life, according to your word." Here, the psalmist's experience resonates with anyone who has ever faced insurmountable challenges. Yet, even in the dust of despair, the solution remains the same, adherence to, and faith in, God's word. In the He section, verses 33 to 40, the theme of spiritual longing becomes evident. The psalmist begs God for the wisdom to follow his statutes wholeheartedly. He recognizes his frailty and inabilities, but with God's help, he desires to be steadfast in keeping the law. Verse 33, "Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end." The acknowledgement of God's ultimate authority over human wisdom serves as a timeless lesson for us. The Vav section, verses 41 to 48, opens with a cry for God's mercy and salvation. Here, the psalmist acknowledges the redeeming power of God's love and promises, underscoring the fact that even the loftiest human virtues pale in comparison. Verse 41, "May your unfailing love come to me, Lord, your salvation, according to your promise." In the Zion section, verses 49 to 56, the psalmist speaks about the comfort and assurance God's word brings, even in the midst of affliction and hardship. He finds his hope and strength in the promises of God, not in his circumstances. Verse 50, "Your promise preserves my life." The eternal constancy of God's word is emphasized as a source of hope and endurance. The word of God is not just a guide for good times, it's a solace in moments of affliction. The sentiment of verse 50 echoes through the life of Jesus, especially in his sufferings on the cross. While experiencing the darkest moment of his life, Jesus found comfort in the scriptures, even quoting Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" As we navigate through the elaborate tapestry of Psalm 119, we find a remarkable spiritual resource for our daily walk. The psalmist invites us into a transformative journey with God's word, offering a multitude of facets to explore, each one reflecting a different shade of divine truth. For those who embark on this journey, the psalm promises not just knowledge, but a profound and enduring relationship with God himself. Father, as we reflect on Psalm 119, we are reminded of the blessedness of walking in your statutes. Embed your precepts deep within our hearts, that we might not stray from your righteous path. May the meditations of our minds and the yearnings of our souls be ever aligned with your divine truths. Illuminate our journey, O Lord, with the lantern of your word, and may our steps be steadfast in pursuit of your ways. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.